With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Firefighters have made progress in the battle against wildfires that are covering massive areas and leaving a trail of damage in the western U.S. In Forest Ranch, California, this homeowner says he's confident his home will be spared because of the fire crews working to protect it.
I'm pretty confident talking to this crew here. They're doing a lot of work, a lot of hand line, a lot of hand crew around here. They're pretty confident. Everyone thinks it's going to be safe.
As of Sunday, the Park Fire in California had scorched an area greater than Los Angeles and was just one of the more than 100 blazes burning in the U.S. at last report. The Park Fire was 12% contained. About 2,000 people were ordered to evacuate because of a fire sweeping through Southern California's Sequoia National Forest. Air quality alerts have been issued in the northwestern U.S. and western Canada. Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson blasting the opening ceremonies of the Olympics for mocking the Last Supper with a recreation that featured performers in drag. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has that story.
On Saturday, Speaker Johnson wrote in a post on the social platform X, quote, "Last night's mockery of the Last Supper was shocking and insulting to Christian people around the world who watched the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games. The opening ceremonies in Paris included a group of performers, some of them in drag, in a scene that appeared to resemble the Leonardo da Vinci painting of the Last Supper. On Sunday, the artistic director for the ceremony said that the scene was not meant to resemble the Last Supper, but a scene based on Greek god Dionysus. Television personality Piers Morgan asked on a post on X whether the Olympics would, quote, have mocked any other religion like this." Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher ahead of this week's Federal Reserve meeting on interest rates. The Dow ahead 10 points, the Nasdaq up 116. This is SRN News. Gospel music mourning the tragic deaths of three members from a famed quartet.
Three members of the Hall of Fame quartet, the Neelands, were among seven people killed in a plane crash in Wyoming on Friday. The Neelands' co-founder, Kelly Neeland Clark, her husband Jason, and their daughter Amber. The fourth member of the quartet, daughter Autumn, was not on the plane. The singers were traveling to Seattle to join the Gaither Homecoming Cruise to Alaska. The Neelands were inducted into the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame in 2016. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Texas city has voted to strip funding from a popular free monthly arts walk. This comes after a council member suggested that the event promoted a drag show. The 5-2 vote by the Lubbock City Council will remove $30,000 tax dollars in funding from the event. This is SRN News. New York City's mayor blocking parts of a new solitary confinement law.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has issued an emergency order suspending parts of a new law intended to ban solitary confinement in local jails, citing concerns for the safety of staff and detainees. Adams declared a state of emergency Saturday. The mayor suspending parts of the law that set a four-hour time limit on holding prisoners who pose safety concerns and limits on the use of restraints. The council spokesperson criticizing Adams. In this case, our city and everyone in its dysfunctional and dangerous jail system, including staff, are left less safe. Julie Walker, New York.
Three sisters of an Irish-born recipient of the Navy Cross have christened a U.S. Navy warship bearing his name and have secured a promise that that ship will visit Ireland. The future USS Patrick Gallagher is a guided missile destroyer. More details at SRNNews.com.